Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Donna Miller is a Cook County commissioner, and in Chicago, it might be true that crime is going down, but domestic violence reports are on the rise. Welcome to the show, Commissioner. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me today.
Well, I just think that we hear so many stories. There are so many times that victims of domestic violence are re-victimized, either by the person that should have an order of protection against them, or sometimes by the court itself, just by being forced to be in the hallway with the person who perpetuated domestic violence against them or their family members. So talk to me about what the task force is doing.
Absolutely. And you're exactly right. This task force was a victim-led task force, and we were the first, this is the first time ever that Chicago and Cook County have done a task force together. So I'm really proud about that. It was a 6-month task force. It just ended last month. And now we are going to have a very comprehensive report. It's going to translate the findings from this task force into actionable policy and procedural recommendations that we can carry across not only Chicago and Cook County, but this could be a model for other areas as well.
Well, there's very forward thinking to make sure that the people on the task force themselves have been victims of domestic violence, because no one knows the issue better.
Absolutely. I had my first hearing, my domestic violence hearing last year, where we heard from victims, and the hearing lasted 7.5 hours.
Wow.
That's how many people's stories. And this was just like a cleansing, and just finally, victims felt like someone is listening to their stories. And you mentioned being re-victimized. Many of them said that because they've been in the system for so long, attending court and having to go through different parts of the court system. That was one of the things that we found from this task force, that we do need to have greater transparency. And when the agencies come together to provide services, how are the services being provided? What courthouses are they being provided in, so that victims actually have resources at their fingertips that they don't have to wait for?
Yeah, I was reading that story about Sarah Brown and her domestic violence case. Over 9 years, she has had 8 different judges. And you feel like, I would imagine, you're walking into a courtroom, and again, you've got to retell your story, relive those horrible moments, and I would imagine you don't feel like anyone's really hearing what you're saying.
Yes, and her story was one of many that was very much the same sort of thing, having a new judge each time, having to go through and retell your story, and many times they could be afraid that the victim, that the abuser could be lurking in the hallway, or their family. And the other thing is about the court reporters, that there are no court reporters in domestic violence court, so you have to tell everything over and over to catch the judge up.
Why is there, that seems odd to me. Why are there no court reporters recording everything that is being said? It is a court of law.
It's very odd. So we're going to get to the bottom of that. You could have a court reporter if you pay for it yourself. How many people have the resources to not only pay a lawyer because you're now in court for the battery, the domestic violence, or you could be in domestic relations court, and then to have to pay a court reporter on top of the other fees that many of them told us about with the GAL, that's the guardian ad litem. Many of them are paying for a GAL because they have a child involved, and the child has to have resources and has to be evaluated, and that's yet another fee. So the exorbitant fees are very detrimental and stressful when you're already in a very stressful situation. So we have to have funding for prevention, not only, but we have to have funding for people who've been in the system for such a long time to get some resolution to their cases.
So domestic violence cases are on the rise in Chicago and Cook County, including a 56% increase in fatal shootings. And those are the stories that get the attention of the media, where a woman, many times it's a woman, I'm not going to say this doesn't happen to men, it certainly happens a lot to children, but there's been so many cases in the past year where She's had an order of protection, and he comes back and shoots her and kills her.
Yeah, exactly. And we have heard those horrible stories. And some of those survivors' families, I mean, some of those victims' families actually came and testified at the hearing. So they are making sure that their loved one's memory is being not in vain, and that they're telling the story about how they fought for protection, how they went to get these orders of protection, how they went to law enforcement, and still several of them lost their lives, which is the ultimate just tragedy in all of this, on top of the tragedy of some children are being victimized, not only just mentally, but also seeing what's happening over and over and over again and knowing no resolution for them either.
Well, I'm really hoping that what you have achieved with the Chicago Cook County Violence Against Women Task Force will actually be put into play, that people will pay attention to your recommendations and we can improve this.
I hope so, too. And as you know, I'm the congressional candidate for Illinois 2nd Congressional District. And this is something I want to take with me to Congress, because there was a Violence Against Women's Act in 2022 that has not been moved forward at all. And now we're going to have more and more data that we can point to say this is something that's not just happening in Chicago and Cook County. This is happening across the entire country, and we can do something about it.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, and good luck with your run.
Well, thank you so much.
That is Cook County Commissioner Donna Miller and congressional candidate.